Okay, he has, before I was going to start Mishnah Beis, but there's a most poetic expression here in the last paragraph of Mishnah Aleph, so I'd like to learn it. Oyi tochein haba mesunim bedin. He has now a second approach to the first Mishnah, and the three parts of the Mishnah. And this is a shorter idea. Bir oysam, ki ozlas yodam halach v'chaser, v'hakapolo hilechas v'dala. The first Mishnah says that it went from Moshe to Yeshua to this Canaan to the Nevi'im, and now the Anshei Knesset HaGdol. So they're giving advice for the Yeridas HaDoros. They're giving advice to a weaker generation. And they say the following, L'chein Omru, Hizaru Mo'ed L'Siyashev B'chol Din U'la'ayin Bo'i Harbei Heitev. Be very careful to think well into any din that you say, and to examine it carefully. V'achakach L'hamid Talmidim Harbei. Now, we're talking about somebody who wants to pass in a halacha. Have a mesunim b'din, be patient in din. That sounds like one thing. Have many talmidim sounds like something independent. He says no. In order to establish a halacha clearly, first think into the din. Acha kach lahamit talmidim harbe hamachkim in rabbeisam ledabel lefnei ama shehela barayenechem. Have talmidim who are appropriate talmidim. Talmidim are people that are willing to challenge. To challenge their rabbi. Why? He haper who ka'etzba margish ha-pegima. Just like a finger, if you have a test for a pegima on a knife, you can look at the knife all you want, but if you run your nail up the blade of the knife, you'll feel if there's a pegam. See, he says, just like the finger catches a pegima on a knife, ke midai dabrei haper margish pegima sasechel. A beautiful expression. The mouth catches the imperfection of the mind. You can sit and think through something and it makes sense. Then you got to get up in front of a class and try to explain it to them. Now, you know, Balabatim can make fun of yeshiva boys all you want. But, you know, today I said something in class. And, I mean, there are 40 boys in the class. I had, you know, like 32 of them screaming at me at the same time. And after class, you know, it was very hard to get, to get my way. So I told them, you know, I'm going to try this Shalosh Shudos this Shabbos. We'll see if we'll get two people to scream at me. Like there's some times you sit back and you listen to something. There are times when you're into it. If it, you know, if it doesn't make sense, you protest. So he has a beautiful expression here that the mouth catches the pagam of the mind. A person can think through something and make sense to him. Try to explain it to someone who's willing to challenge you, and then you'll really see if it's true. So what he's saying is that Moshe and Yeshua and Zakein and Nevi'im, they relied on their intellect and they came up with Psak Halacha. But nowadays, have a Mesuna Medin v'Amidu Tamidim Harbe. It goes together. You want to get a din clear, Amidu Tamidim Harbe. You get yourself Tamidim who are gonna be challenging. And that way, it'll really have to stand. V'im kozeh, and still, lo yidma ki ashehu bevadei emes. And still, don't rely that what you're saying is so. Me'achash eskimu shneim yachtav harayin v'adibor. So now your mind tells you something is right. And your dibor, your expression says it's correct. L'zeh amru im kozeh asusiyag. And even after your intent passed through these two tests, your mind and your speaking, Asusiyag, make a gate for what you do. Os halavai shleitigu beikredin. Even when you pass kana halacha, keep yourself a little away from the edge of the cliff. Don't be quick to be makel on a halacha without leaving yourself a little room, a little margin for error. Gam amru, gimel elu nege gimel cheka hanefesh. And these three things correspond to nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Right, now here, this is an expression which he takes straight into the next Mishnah. I told you last time that the Mishnahis and Pirkei Avos work in threes. The threes correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in a loose way. They correspond to Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Now, those are the three parts of the soul. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Niran, it's called as an abbreviation. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama are the most three basic parts of the Neshama, as it's explained. And he explains Shehei Machshava Dibor Maisa. The human being thinks, hopefully, speaks, certainly, and Maisa and acts. Shehamaisa b'chinas nefesh. The three parts of the soul correspond nefesh to the actions. K'maisha amru ha-nefashis ha-oisais ha-nefesh ha-tasa. The second, dibur hu b'chinas ruach. Ruach, that part of the soul, corresponds to speech. Ruach Hashem diber bi. K'maisha amru b'rach s'fasa. U'machshava hu b'chinas neshama. Neshama, the most holy part, is expressed in machshava. Tzarech adam l'saken kol ha-gimel b'chinas hanal. The person's got to work on all three. You have to work on your thoughts, on your speech, and on your actions. V'zeh shamru gimel devar havu mesuna b'din k'negeh machshava. First you think through a psak halacha, la-hamak la-ayim machshavtei ba'am k'shal halacha, la-yitzi adin la-amitai. When you learn something, you're supposed to apply your mind to it. Imagine if you had a chemistry class. A chemistry professor, you know, gets up to teach, and he's teaching some rules in chemistry. And the boys challenge him. They say, it doesn't make sense. And he'll start arguing with him. I'd be too happy. You know, that's not the way it's supposed to work. You know, he lectures, and, you know, you got to spin it back. You got to accept it. In Torah, you're supposed to apply your mind to it. Even if you apply your mind to something and you're wrong, and you have questions and answers based on your thought, that's also Torah. V'achar kach v'shinantam l'talmidim neged dibor, v'asusiyag neged maisa v'havein. So what we're saying is that people have the three categories of capacity to think, to speak and to act, and all three have to be used together in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And specifically in coming to a clear conclusion, you really need to guard your thoughts. Your thoughts should be honest. Your speech is what the tests of your thoughts are correct. And then asusiyag l'tayri, after your mice, it also has to be with a zahirus, with a care to sort of not take chances in avodas Hashem. So that's his conclusion of the first Mishnah. Okay, so you know more than that. So the R in the neshama is broken into loosely into nefesh, ruach, neshama, which is basic. Nechay and yechida are two additional parts of the neshama. It's sometimes broken into nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay and yechida. And he's going to get to it. In this sefer, all the yesaidis you find in the chassidish yisvarim, you're going to find somewhere in ruach chayim. In the meantime, he's dealing with nefesh, ruach, neshama. But it's true that if you sort of break it down, there's also chay and yechida, which we'll get to at some point.
Okay. You're working on the three things, machshava, dibur, maaseh. So that is, in essence, you're working on those parts of your neshama when you do that.
Well, the way he's talking about it so far is just that you have the three capacities, and you have to use all of them to come out of the clip psak halacha in Torah, which starts on machshava, onto lil ma'id, lil amed, velasos. To learn is b'machshava, is to think something through. The lamed is bepeh, and lasais is an action. Now we have to all of them. So you have to go through step by step all of them. Now, when I say Torah, I mean Torah, Maaseh Tovim, and Torah mitzvahs. A human being has the capacity to use all three for averus too, or for yeah, a person could be a Met fan with machshava, dibor, and it's the human capacity. Nefesh or neshama, you're right. But we're using here what he's talking about so far is using all three to have a mesuna b'din. Next Mishnah, he talks about that shlosh devarim ha'ilam I made. Also, in other words, getting to the more fundamental idea, but that's his idea. Okay, so those are the three. Generally, again, when you have three. The threes generally correspond to these three things. Now, Mishnah, second Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik Ha'i Mishiyari Knesset HaGdayla. Historically, there's a debate among the Rishonim what the words Shiyari Knesset HaGdayla mean. This is a historical debate. What were the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla? Once gave a Navi Shiyar and Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. I don't remember the Shiyar, I just remember it was a title, Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. And the debate is the following. The Anshei Knesset HaGdayla were a group of 120 Gedolei Yisrael. Why 120? Sanhedrin's only 70? We're not quite sure why it was 120. Lahavdol, the Knesset in Israel is supposed to be corresponding to Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, right? The Knesset, they have 120. So, earlier, Napoleon, when he set up his Sanhedrin, queerly, you're familiar with that. Napoleon wanted to set up a Jewish Sanhedrin, and he got Jewish rabbis together, 120 of them. So there, I'm not sure why there were 120. Rabbi Wine, I don't know if he's saying tongue-in-cheek, but he says they really set out to have 70, but everyone had pulled, got in, so they had to end up with 120. So I don't know exactly, but that's the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Now, what exactly was the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? On what basis was it formed? We don't know for certain. We know that it existed. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah set up.
There were Nevi'im there.
Mehem Nevi'im. And they set up the Siddur, for example. There was a davening where everyone could daven, each person could daven what he wanted within basic rules. And they'll set up the Siddur for us. So we have, I mentioned the other day, an idea that we daven with the Kavanis that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah wanted to put into the Siddur. However that works. There are two schools of thought. One is that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was an assemblage of great people. And when someone died, you would think people were replaced, just like you had a Sanhedrin. Remember, the Sanhedrin died or retired, so someone else took his place. One would think the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was the same type of a body that was replaced as the centuries went. When did it come to an end? So I don't know. A lot of things in history come to an end. We don't know exactly why. It was a second school of thought that it's not so. It was one Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. There were 120 people that got together. They were Anshei. They were the people. They were the people of the Knesset HaGedolah. And they included Mordechai Baal Shem, which we assume is the same Mordechai from the miracle of Esther. They included the last three Nevi'im, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, who became Nevi'im after Nevuah really came to an end. And Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi were Nevi'im at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. The way the Malbim explains, they were an opportunity for the Bayis Sheni to turn into Yemais HaMashiach. It was the opportunity, which didn't pan out. And there were others there. And as the members of the Knesset HaGedolah died, they were not replaced. They were not replaceable. They were the remnants of the old generation. And according to that, Shimon HaTzadik Hoya Mishiyarei Knesset HaGedolah, he was the last man. He was the last man left standing from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And therefore, he left the first lesson, I guess, here in Pirkei Avos that comes after the Knesset HaGedolah, the Shiyarei Knesset HaGedolah. And that is that Shimon HaTzadik.
Whose idea was the Anshei
Knesset HaGedolah? So we don't know how they were appointed. I have no idea. It was done up in the We don't know. We know they existed, and how they came about, we don't know. This is at a time that the Nach was sealed after Megillas Esther. There were no books of Nach, and I don't think we have a Messiah as to how it was established and how it was set up, and you know whether Napoleon really could come and set up a new one.
Were they separate from the Sanhedrin?
They were separate of the Sanhedrin, yeah. They had nothing to do with Sanhedrin.
So what was
their function? Their function was to set Klal Yisrael, so he's about to set sail on a new time period. You had Moshe, Yeshua, Zkenim, Nevi'im, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and now an era was being closed. The era was being closed. Just like when the era of the Rishonim closed, the Beis Yosef came along with the Ramah, they wrote a Shulchan Aruch. As they said, now it's going to be a whole different world. Let's set that world, we give them the Shulchan Aruch with which to live. And since the 1570s, we live with the Shulchan Aruch. That's what we live with. Israel sort of has its tzava to live through generations. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah did the same for that time period. They made Siyagim L'Torah, they made a number of Durabanans. And they set up the Siddur, and they codified a lot of what we have, that there shouldn't be two groups in Klal Yisrael. You know, there are plenty of things that Jews have different minhagim. But there are certain basic things we just can't. We can't have two calendars. You know, machlaisim, the Gemara, the calendar. You can't go and have Jews in the Golos, and you know, they keep Purim here and they keep Purim there. That would be awful. There's certain things, the Siddur, the davening, that are fundamental. So you have Sfaradim come and it's a different davening. It's not a different davening. So Kaddish, they say a bunch of different words. But the davening is essentially the same. There are certain things that were set up with Davis. So Shimon HaTzadik, according to this understanding, was Mishiyari Anshas HaTayla. He lived in the time of Aristotle. The Gra has this famous idea that Aristotle is a Pasheya, because Shimon HaTzadik lived in his days, and he should have traveled to Shimon HaTzadik, and his questions would have been answered. And even though he wasn't exposed to a whole lot of Torah, that was his complaint.
He was when he met Alexander.
Alexander respected Shimon HaTzadik. Okay, so this is Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik is the one that Alexander, when he came to conquer Eretz Yisrael, saw Shimon HaTzadik as the image that he saw whenever he went to battle. And Shimon HaTzadik, just by his presence, protected Klal Yisrael from the time of the Greeks. We didn't have an oppression as long as Alexander was alive. There was no Greek oppression. Okay, so the Shloisha Devarim, he starts al Shloisha Devarim Daima Vizagamke Legimel Bechinai Sanal. Ala Taira Bechinas Dibor, Havaida Yakarbanis Bechinas Mashava, Tali Mashava Shokayin, etc. So you see where it's going. I guess we're going to continue this on Monday. But, Monday I have a wedding. So I think on Tuesday, God willing. But, the next week I'd like to learn Tuesday and Wednesday. I have weddings Monday and Thursday. So possibly I'd like to learn Tuesday and Wednesday. He's going in the same direction. He's saying, we'll have to see if this flows without being forced. Sometimes things fit, but I'll need to push them through. I don't like that. But he's going to show how it fits very easily. Taira Avaida Gemilas Chasadim are Machshava. Avaida is our davening with Dibor. And obviously Gemilas Chasadim is Maisa. You think of doing kindness to someone that doesn't do it. You know, I guess Dibor could be a Chesed, but it's not Gemilas Chasadim. So we're going to continue on the theme of the three, I guess, next time, when we pick up on Tuesday night.